Elena Petrovna von Hahn, more popularly known as Madame Blavatsky, or HPB, came from a noble family in Ukraine. Her father, Peter von Hahn, was a descendant of German nobility, while her mother, Helena Andreevna Hahn, came from one of the oldest families of Russian nobility and was also a celebrated novelist. As a child, she would often have visions and displayed clairvoyance as well as other metaphysical phenomena. Years later, she traveled throughout Europe and the Middle East, studying under various teachers and Sufi saints. She met her teacher, an Indian yogi named Master Moria, in London, who later directed her to go to New York in the United States. Once there, she founded the Theosophical Society. In 1885, she started to write The Secret Doctrine, which was finally published 3 years later. The Secret Doctrine has been acknowledged by many as one of the most remarkable books in the world. It is considered to be the Bible of Theosophy, a sourcebook of the esoteric tradition that outlines the fundamental tenets of the secret doctrine of the past ages. Published as two volumes during her lifetime, The Cosmogenesis and Anthropogenesis, The Secret Doctrine explains the origin and evolution of the universe and of humanity through an account of root races dating back millions of years. Although the writer of The Secret Doctrine, Madame Blavatsky, often expressed that she was only the compiler of ancient wisdom that was passed on to her, and that the true authors of the work were her teachers, the Mahatmas, or great souls, who were the guardians of the secret wisdom of the ages. Today on Between Master and Disciples, we invite you to listen to excerpts of Madame Blavatsky's book, Gems from the East, a birthday book of precepts and axioms.
Sacrifice not thy weaker child to the stronger, but protect him. Amuse not thyself at the expense of those who depend on thee. Mock not a venerable man, for he is thy superior. Death is a black camel that kneels at everybody's door. Death is a friend and a deliverer. A little hill in a low place thinks itself a great mountain. Men are gnomes condemned to forced toils in the kingdom of darkness or ignorance. We are the true troglodytes, cave dwellers, though we call our cavern the world.
Living for ages in the night realm, we dream that our darkness is full day. All life is but a perpetual promise, an engagement renewed but never fulfilled. Man is a king, dethroned and cast out from his kingdom in chains and in a dungeon. The heart of a beggar will not be content with half the universe. He is not born to a part, but to the whole. Our life is the anteroom of the palace, where our true treasure lies, immortality.
Useless to seek to seize the ocean echo, by clasping the shell in which it lies hid, as useless to try to seize this essence, by grasping the form in which for a moment it shone. When the leaden clouds clash together, the fair glimpse of heaven is shut out. When the silence falls upon us, we can hear the voices of the gods, pointing out in the quiet light of divine law the true path for us to follow. All the air resounds with the presence of spirit and spiritual laws. The spirit it is that, under the myriad illusions of life, works steadily towards its goal, silently, imperceptibly, irresistibly, moving on to divinity.
October. The consciousness of good, which neither gold, nor sordid fame, nor hope of heavenly bliss can purchase, but a life of resolute good, unalterable will, quenchless desire, of universal happiness, the heart that beats with it in unison, the brain whose ever-wakeful wisdom toils to change reason's rich stores for its eternal weal. This commerce of sincerest virtue needs no meditative signs of selfishness, no jealous intercourse of wretched gain, no balancings of prudence cold and long. In just and equal measure all is weighed. One scale contains the sum of human weal, and one, the good man's heart. Shelley.
The glamour of time conceals from the weak souls of men the dark abysses around them, the terrible and mighty laws which incessantly direct their lives. There is no death without sin, and no affliction without transgression. Man's actions are divided as regards their object into four classes. They are either purposeless, unimportant, or vain, or good. The sun causes day and night, divine and human. Night is for the sleep of beings, day for the performance of their duty. If we were convinced that we could never make our crooked ways straight, we should forever continue in our errors.
Where there are not virtue and discrimination, learning is not to be sown there, no more than good seed in barren soil. Let not a man, even though pained, be sour-tempered, nor devise a deed of mischief to another. One is not aged because his head is gray. Whoever, although a youth, has wisdom, him the gods consider an elder. A wise man should ever shrink from honor as from poison, and should always be desirous of disrespect, as if of ambrosia.
Though despised, one sleeps with comfort. With comfort awakes, with comfort lives in this world, but the scorner perisheth. Trust not in business one ever caught asleep by the sun rising or setting, for thereby he incurs great sin. Those who prefer to swim in the waters of their ignorance and to go down very low need not exert the body or heart. They need only cease to move, and they will surely sink. As a man digging comes to water, so a zealous student attains unto knowledge. A good man may receive pure knowledge even from an inferior, the highest virtue from the lowest.
Ambrosia may be extracted even from poison, elegant speech even from a fool, virtue even from an enemy, and gold from dross. Whoever offers not food to the poor, raiment to the naked, and consolation to the afflicted, is reborn poor, naked, and suffering. As the sower gets not his harvest if he sow seed in salt soil, so the giver gets no fruit by bestowing on the unworthy. There are three things of which one never tires: health, life, and wealth. A misfortune that cometh from on high cannot be averted. Caution is useless against the decrees of fate.
The worst of maladies is envy. The best of medicines is health. Three things can never be got with three things: wealth with wishing for it, youth with cosmetics, health with medicine. Trifling ruins earnestness. Lying is the enemy of truth, and oppression perverts justice. Caution can never incur disgrace. Imbecility can never bring honor with it. Whomsoever riches do not exalt, poverty will not abase, nor calamity cast him down. Night and day are the steeds of man. They hurry him on, not he them.
Whoso heeds not a plaint, confesses his own meanness, and whoso makes a merit of his charity, incurs reproach. There are four things of which a little goes on a long way: pain, poverty, error, and enmity. He who knows not his own worth will never appreciate the worth of others. Whoever is ashamed of his father and mother is excluded from the ranks of the wise. He who is not lowly in his own sight will never be exalted in the sight of others.
November. As large as is the unbounded universe, so large that little hidden spirit is. The heavens and earths are in it, fire and air, and sun and moon and stars, darkness and light it comprehends. Whatever maketh man, the present of him, and the past of him, and what shall be of him, all thoughts and things lie folded in the eternal vast of it. The Secret of Death, from the Katha Upanishad.
In every blessing, think of its end. In every misfortune, think of its removal. If justice predominates not over injustice in a man, he will speedily fall into ruin.
Vain hopes cut man off from every good, but the renunciation of avarice prevents every ill.
Patience leads to power, but lust leads to loss. By wisdom is the gift of knowledge displayed. By knowledge are high things obtained. In calamity are men's virtues proved, and by long absence is their friendship tested.
That man who accurately understands the movement and the course of the revolutions of the wheel of life is never deluded. Days end with sunset. night with the rising of the sun. The end of pleasure is ever grief, the end of grief ever pleasure. All action ends in destruction. Death is certain for whatever is born. Everything in this world is transient. In information is shown the wit of man, and in travel is his temper tried. In poverty is benevolence assayed, and in the moment of anger is a man's truthfulness displayed. By truth alone is man's mind purified, and by right discipline it doth become inspired.
By shaking hands with deceit, one is tossed on the billows of toil. Fear of judgment will deter from wrong, but trifling with it leads to destruction. An act may seem right, but it is by its results that its purpose is shown. Intelligence is shown by good judgment. Learning clears the mind, and ignorance cobwebs it. Whoso takes good advice is secure from falling, but whoso rejects it falleth into the pit of his own conceit.
By a trusty friend is man supported in life, and by reward are friendships increased. Whoso cannot forgive wrong done to him shall learn to know how his good deeds are undone by himself. He who bestows bounty on mankind makes of mankind his debtor in a future birth. The envious man is never satisfied, nor can he ever hope to become great. The more a man clothes himself in modesty, the better does he conceal his faults. The best policy for a man is not to boast of his virtues.
The kindest policy for a strong man is not to flourish his power in the sight of a weaker man. The contentious man induces antagonism. People cannot often repress anger when contending with fools. Intelligence is not shown by witty words, but by wise actions. Of the eloquence of the pleasant speaker, all men are enamored. Craft has the best of men. Boldness conquers cities. The first is despised, the last admired. The brave man of whose prowess all men stand in need will never be distressed by adversaries.
December. Ring out the old, ringing the new. Ring happy bells across the snow. The year is going, let him go. Ring out the false, ringing the true. Ring out the grief that saps the mind. For those that hear, we see no more. Ring out the feud of rich and poor. Ring in redress to all mankind. Tennyson, In Memoriam.
The most precious gift received by man on earth is desire for wisdom. In health and wealth, man is never in want of friends. True friends, however, are those who remain when they are needed. Of all the animals on earth, man alone has the faculty of causing moral trouble. Man contains three kinds of evil: the evil caused by his lower nature, the evil done by man to man, and the evil caused by man to himself. A great man is he who is proof against flattery, vanity, injustice, and the love of pomp and power.
The wise man is he who can either take or leave those so-called necessities of life with which other people are intemperate. To hold on with fortitude in one condition and sobriety in the other is a proof of a great soul and an impregnable virtue. Let every action be done with perfect gravity, humanity, freedom, and justice, and perform it as though that action were your last. A man can rarely be unhappy by being ignorant of another's thoughts, but he that does not attend to the motions of his own is certainly unhappy. Do not let accidents disturb or outward objects engross your thoughts, but keep your mind quiet and disengaged to be ready to learn something good.
Manage all your actions, words, and thoughts accordingly, since you can at any moment quit life. What matters dying? If the gods are in being, you can suffer nothing, for they will do you no harm. And if the gods are not, or take no care of mortals, why then a world without gods is not worth a man's while to live in? The being of gods and their concern in human affairs is beyond dispute. Remember that life is wearing off, and a smaller part of it is left daily.
Depend not upon external supports, nor beg your tranquility of another. In a word, never throw away your legs to stand upon crutches. If you examine a man that has been well disciplined and purified by philosophy, you will find nothing that is unsound, false, or foul in him. Life moves in a very narrow compass. Yes, and men live in a small corner of the world too. Poor transitory mortals know little even of themselves, much less of those who died long before their time. Death and generation are both mysteries of nature and resemble each other. The first does but dissolve those elements the latter had combined.
Do not suppose you are hurt and your complaint ceases. Cease your complaint and you are not hurt. That which does not make man worse does not make his life worse. As a result, he hath no harm either within or without. At present your nature is distinct, but ere long you will vanish into the whole. You will be returned into that universal reason which gave you your being. Do not act as if you had 10,000 years to throw away. Death stands at your elbow. Be good for something while you live, and it is in your power. He that is so anxious about being talked of when he is dead does not consider that all who knew him will quickly be gone.
If you depend too servilely upon the good word of other people, you will be unworthy of your own nature. Whatever is good has that quality from itself. It is finished by its own nature, and commendation is no part of it. Do not run riot. Keep your intentions honest and your convictions sure. He that does a memorable action and those who report it are all but short-lived things. Put yourself frankly into the hands of fate and let her spin you out what fortune she pleases.
We thank you for your presence for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May you be forever graced with a loving heart and generous spirit.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.